Good morning again. This is episode 10 in the study of Psalms, Summer of Hope, I've called it. My name is Lena, and welcome to Morning Minutes. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. There's never a bad time to join us. And if you've been here with us, I know that you're enjoying this focus on the Psalms. We're in Psalm 25 today. Let me just read the Psalm to you. It's 22 verses, a little bit longer, but worth the read. One of my favorite Psalms, I'm serious, written by David again. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul will abide in well-being, and his offspring will inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. O guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Wow. I don't know about you, but when I read the heart of David, I'm so encouraged to know that this man who was chosen and anointed by God still had these difficulties and brought him to God. And he's just, the emotions that he's living through are so real and so relevant because they're what we are living through. And sometimes it feels like when we're going through difficulties, like we question, does God really love me? Does he really care for me? Am I really God's chosen? Am I really called by God? Am I really saved? Some of you might be questioning. Listen, if David felt these things and still turned to the Lord, then I guarantee you, but more importantly, this episode is called What God Guarantees You. There are some guarantees that you need to know if you're living through a difficult time. Here's number one. When you wait on God for your deliverance, you will never regret it. When you wait on God for your deliverance, you will never regret it. That is a guarantee. That is what the Psalms is saying. By the way, some notes on the Psalm. It is a model prayer for the believer. It is used as a model prayer for the believer. You want to know how to pray? Follow the model of the Psalms. It starts with a deep longing, desire, and need, which is often true when we're waiting on God for deliverance. There's an ache almost. It's truly like an ache in your soul. And if you're there, man, it's a heaviness. You start with that, but you see by the end how there's a lightness to the path. And we see this pattern in prayer. The psalm begins with a God focus, not a self or problem focus. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. The best way to find hope is to start by focusing on God in prayer. There's a mnemonic. If you've ever been in Sunday school, they teach you adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. That's a mnemonic for the word ACTS. It's an easy way to remember how to pray. Why do we start with adoring God? Because as you think of who God is, the great I am, it takes your attention off of your problem to the greatness of God. And when you see how big he is, your problem becomes small. So when you wait on God for your deliverance and you remember who he is, you won't regret it ever. That's what this psalm is saying. None of those who wait for you will be put to shame. That theme of we're not going to be ashamed, we're waiting on you, comes up over and over again in this psalm. And then we see also this truth that the place where we get answers is in God's word. We see him, the psalmist, writing about how, make me to know your ways, teach me your paths, lead me in your truth and teach me. Then in verse 12, him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. There's a presence of God's word weaved into the psalm that reminds us that if you want direction, you look to the word of God. Wait on God, you won't regret it. What God guarantees you, number two, when you ask God for forgiveness, he will always meet you with mercy. That's 1 John 1:9. Not that we don't sin, but when we do sin, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 1:9. The thesis is presented that God has, this is for a book, 1 John is written for those who are followers of Jesus Christ. He said, look, if you say you're not sinning, you're lying. You know, we know your sin. But the hope that we have is as we confess our sins with God, first of all, when we trusted Christ for our salvation, he forgave us all of our sins, past, present, and future. But there is a daily confession of repentance of our sin before the Lord that renews our heart and reminds us that we're made pure in Christ, that is hope-giving and life-giving. So asking for forgiveness hinges on believing God's goodness and mercy in Christ. Remember, if you come to God daily and say, God, I know who I am. I know what I'm. I know I've sinned, and I know you've died for my sin. Please forgive me. Now, it's not a, that's not like a license to go out and sin again today because I know that tomorrow morning I'm going to get mercy again. No, on the contrary. Those of us who know Christ and what he suffered for our sins, on the contrary, when we fall into a trap of besetting sins and we keep falling into the sin over and over again, it brings great sorrow in our heart. And yet this psalm is a reminder that even in those conditions, there's a forgiveness that is guaranteed when we ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Asking for direction reflects my need for help to make it through this life and my desire to obey him. So we're looking at what God guarantees, deliverance when we pray, and that we'll never regret it, our enemy will put to shame, forgiveness, always met with mercy. And number three, when you look to God in your loneliness, he will never leave you alone. Really, the second half of this psalm is really this plea of presence in the midst of loneliness. And I just read an article today, and this has been coming up over and over again in my Facebook thread, of how lonely people are today. And I see it in the church and outside of the church. We are a lonely bunch, and we don't have to be. And for the Christian, the follower of Jesus Christ, the promise is that he is with us always. Looking to God in your loneliness is prayer for emotional relief. Looking to God for refuge when I am weighed down will always give me relief. And looking to God in my need moves me from my personal need to a broader need for the people of God and his coming kingdom. There's a shift in focus as the psalm goes on. Hey, are you lonely today? If you're a Christian, you know you've got Christ's presence with you. Turn to him. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him. That is the gift of being a Christian. And remember, as I end today, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and a friend, the one who gave his life for us. Love you guys, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.